Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins. A new Harvard Kennedy School poll finds just over half of Americans between 18 and 29 years old plan to vote in the November presidential election. Among members of that age group, President Biden has a double-digit lead with stronger support among women than men. WBUR's Eliana Marcoux spoke with students at five area colleges about their top concerns, from the economy to abortion rights.
Jay Kemp is a grad student at Northeastern University studying media advocacy. Like many students I interviewed, Kemp is pessimistic about the election and says politicians need to give young Americans something more to vote for.
I understand the apathy from a lot of young people about voting when they feel like time and time again, we vote for the same people. We've had the same three presidential nominees for the past three elections, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. That do not represent young people, that do not represent queer people, that do not represent people of color.
In more than a dozen interviews, students expressed frustration over a political system they feel doesn't represent them. Anil Kakitkar, chair of the Harvard Public Opinion Project, says many of the young people he polled felt like their vote wouldn't matter.
Young people vote when they feel like their vote is going to make a difference, and they can see the difference that their vote makes.
But the students I interviewed say they plan to vote because there's so much at stake. Many worry about what another Trump presidency would mean for the court system, civil rights, and America's relationships with foreign allies. Students say they're nervous about jobs, abortion access, and the conflict in Gaza, as well as gun violence. Maxine Slattery is a grad student in biomedical forensic sciences at Boston University. She would have liked to see different candidates in this election, but she believes Biden is the only one who can beat Donald Trump. She feels the well-being and safety of her generation depends on it.
The only way to ensure that there could be a future free from gun violence would be to hone in on Biden. He's always so persistent about trying to ban assault weapons.
On the other hand, some students say they have trouble supporting Biden because of his handling of the war in Gaza. Shadman Saqib, a senior at Babson College, says he's not usually a single-issue voter, but he is this year.
I think what's going on in the Israel-Gaza situation, Biden's reaction to it is terrible, to say the least, and I think he's trying to salvage it right now as much as possible. But as a Muslim American, I could say he's lost the Muslim American vote.
And he's not alone. In the Harvard poll, only 18% of people said they approve of Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. Overall, Harvard found Biden leads Trump among young men by 6 points. Among young women, he leads by 33 points. With third-party candidates on the ballot, Biden still wins the youth vote, but by a smaller margin. In interviews with WBUR, many students say they're not excited about Biden, but they plan to vote for him over Trump.
I'm hopeful because I have no choice but to be.
That's Kemp again, the Northeastern student.
The moment that you lose hope is the moment that you stop showing up.
Only 9% of young people in the poll say the country is headed in the right direction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Eliana Marcoux.